Amachono Zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelisebhasini. Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nathan Chamisa uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula, kodwa bangamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV, kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohlwa ukuthi yibini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngobani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebe ilahlekelwe.
Uhulumende waseSouth Africa utshela izizwanane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthumeziye lama-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Ukubhubhe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka kobulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalabo abakade begadela ibhasi ngabathenga impahla kwele South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli, njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuke edolobheni leZwishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuke eZwishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlula eFlabosi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili igqila umathe umlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi batholelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela se-United Blue Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umthayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo kuthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha epetulo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesikhula off the road ukuthi sime sishe ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time apply amabrakes.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZwishabani, njalo ukuthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kulibhasi.
Mina ngiphume ngewindi benhlezi phakathi laphakathi, so mina ngiphume ngewindi, so abaningi bayifinekile kuqumba ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama ade ngihamba laye angimboni kuze kube nakhathisi, so ngicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
Unkosazana Siboniso nathi yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. Umanyathi uthi iningi labantu lijele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, sesisangemakhaya ngiqala ukubheka ekubhebheni kwayo nathi sesesithina ngase ngitshaye isivalo kushaya ngibona isivalo ngakuqonga kwamanyana ngase ngiqamukisayo but abaningi bashinde ebhasini.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane uReverend Lindsay Nleya ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi njalo ukuthi lingozi izwisa usizi.
Yasilo usizi kakhulu, yinto ebuhlungu leyi ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili, la malungu amabili ngama-members of one family, ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba wakhona ngilaye lapha kakakwanisi lutho. So ukutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela enje. So
omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankezi eFlabusi njalo usole kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokubhuza ukufika.
Okumele sisithathise amasinyane sihlekile ukufika ngesikhathi, mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota ifike kathi 6 hours to 6 hours khona ifika isosechumndeni akuncedi ukubana kathi bethu befuna imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume ayebalekekise kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezinganithi.
Umphathintambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Pednico Ncube uveze ukudabuka ngali ngozi njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe isihlobo kulingozi.
As government sivele siyaphathisana lezimbuli, yinto ezakulokhuzwa ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ukubana nawo kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa lentatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokucwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emandebeleni uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshini ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. Uzulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikula ibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-West Nicholson ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangamachumi amane lambili, inkampani ye-Brooklyn Express ithi bangamachumi amathathu lanye. Umqondisi wenkampani le umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu wethule umbiko namhla ntambama esithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lifisa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyona le impelaviki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
UChamisa ovezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubizwa kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare wafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare. Exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ngcwabakazi njengoba lokhe kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcwethi yezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo. Njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo. Kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizula.
Kodwa umunye okhulume le-Studio 7, umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthe uChamisa engabe ekhulumela amazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika-1 Ngcwabakazi ngoba zebhekane le nkinga yokude ngabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awatshileyo izolo lana uwatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebesithi nguye wabangela lolu udlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kade bezama ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya sephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohlwa udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokubulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozo Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohlwa ukuthi yikwini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi i-justice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulumeli sekomishini yona le ecwayisa ngodlakela luka-1 Ngcwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusikho kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi laye uChamisa azofakaza. Njalo ikomishini isazonxusa wonke umuntu ufaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikomishini ubonile ukuthi ufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa, ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lomnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuzakuba nalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli izakubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoze ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxuswanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
Sibonge uGibson Bhebhe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa exolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesizalethulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lubhekise khona sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi ulutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufiswa ngamanye amazwe.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lila mali kumbe kufanele abe khona.
Okusizothi kunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa usasemutsha ekubutheni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. Okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusenzwa izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokho esikuthi thina ku-international relations, kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efanana naleyo we-AU. Yikho-ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akulamali ezilizweni, kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo olulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane nelizwe kathesi. Yikho-ke angiboni ukuthi yinto esesingathi siyenze ngathi siyibabaze kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalo mhlangano yokuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donuts. Ubonele Afrika lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Afrika kufuze bebe sebesekuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangikhona kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa. Babekwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola icetha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisi i-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU. Ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamanye amazwe lase-China encedisa khona, siyabona ukuthi abantu basuka behuquluzele umkonomi wabo nento ezifanayo lazo nalezo.
Lo umnumzana Richard Mahomva, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930, 6065, 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa ngokusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit, besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe yisikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhlaka 15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka, ngoba bengehluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedictine Hlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi balethe amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke itshaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena, ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale, ukhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapasipoti abo amatsha emahhofisini awe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenzisa ipasipoti endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka ipasipoti yakhe entsha.
Phakathi wabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 180,188, lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe, kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS, bese kusiba lamanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhlaka 30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, Peace and Democracy Project, umnumzana Gilbert Moyo uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la amaphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume, kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
abanye bamiswe imisebenzi, abanye amabhenki ayavala amaakhawunti abo ngendaba yokuthi amaphemithi akaphumi. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle, kodwa silokungabaza, silokwesaba, silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi eside kangaka.
Amaphemithi la abeqhubeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima ngenxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Malesitudio 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi zemgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu leKhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedalelo mthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump, iWhite House, kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntatheli izindaba yomsakazo weCNN, uJim Acosta awathathelwa lezi ncwadi ngemva kokubuzisisa uTrump imibuzo eyamgcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamachumi ayisithupha lantathu, 63, kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha ayi-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathe izindaba yitheze midlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathe izindaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhasi lebhanana nxa lingayekethisa ukubopha ziqini emdlalweni walo leBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni eBaba Fields ngensonto yemini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nge-1 kanyaka emdlalweni wehlandlela kuqala elemidlalo yalo nyaka, njalo leni lise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba seCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMatinda uthi okungamelanga ngabakuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
Ama-silent killers laba, but we still want to fight. So we call us in our own way to send a back to back. That is the last call out. So we are going to see revenge that.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu lenithuthe elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili eliselelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi elenithuthe lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalonyaka iqembu leFC Platinum lizomukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandava, njalo inhlanganiso yePSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahliphe khona iqembu leFC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leChickenini ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leCapes United ngaseBarber Fields, kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamo lizemukela eMthare City ngaseRufaro, iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNicroot ngaseKibo, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leLeyada ngaseAscott. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rache Charanda ocula ingoma zeAfro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisaslanda.
Abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe
besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba Sea.
Elokuzalwa ngisimba rashe charandura ngizalelwe kwaBulawayo esizinda esengikhulele khona. Ngifunde isikolo eHlathi Secondary School baqedisa eFounders High School naye college eZim College.
Ukuye usemculweni iqala kanjani indaba yakho na ukucula?
I think ngi-influence ngabantu ebemphila labo njengomama. Umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mapfumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, influence from the music yasekhaya.
Bethe uSimba C ijaha labo introduction ngakobulawayo hlangana naye lapha ke eMzansi Afrika. Unendlalade lakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngo-June lithiwani?
Then i-album yami ibizwa ngokuthiwa i-Changing Chords. Ine-14 tracks. Ngifeaturisha ama-artist amaningi like O'John Dellinger. Iproduce ngupapi Nsenga. Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanya ke uyathandeka uSimba C. Sikuhlolo labantu waza waza Friday. Yena usebenze labantu abaningi omagama.
Ngike ngadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yami. Ngidlale labo Vusinova ku Evening of Love earlier this year, eSun Arena ePitori. Vusinova, Kelly Khumalo, Ntando, Something Soweto. Yabantu as well that are about influence in music as we speak. Within those years, sengwazi sengihambe places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring. Ngihamba ngicula zonke lezi ndawo around Europe, the Schengen area.
Ngakathi Bethe weSimba C, i-album yakho le itholakala ngaphi nxa kulabantu abafuna ukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa, and online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer. It's available. Laba babefuna amakhophi bengekho lapha eGoli, ungakwazi ukuthi beyi-order through iwebsite yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwa-ke izingoma zikaSimba C ngimbe silaye kuhlelo labantu, uhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Kungena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzansi Afrika. Seyivala-ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli, hlalani khona izinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu weStudio 7. Igama lami nguJesus Banda, lisale. I ain't needing no fake love no more. Baby girl, know that I ain't coming back to you again. I've been warned, I've been told so many times.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimba C, uSimba Rashe Charandura, siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisilele uzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithanekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.